I'm like, did something happen with with Apple where they're just like, we are gonna join, everything is going to be connected in the super mother or whatever.
We are all one.
We are all one.
Vanya, we're here.
Mike Jensen. I know. It is April 30th when we're recording today. April 30th of the year 2026.
Yeah, lots going on. Lots happening.
Yeah.
We haven't been able to record in a while, but I'm so glad that we're here today. Me I have too. A feeling I'm not going to be working tonight.
Great.
So I'm probably going to try to like get this out right away. Yeah, well, that's part of the story that I'll tell is that I've already had a work week in like one day that,
really?
That we'll talk about. Also, like, I know that we always talk about the issues of setting up. It was that thing today where like I put my microphone in because last time we recorded, I think I had to use a different microphone because I couldn't get this one to
yeah,
work.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's a whole thing where like part of what I love about Apple is that like their stuff is very protective, like
right.
It's, you know, like it's hard to crack it, but in order to use this external microphone I have to like override the security system.
What?
Yeah, and then somehow it had like kicked back in, so I had to like redo the entire thing, which is not a huge process, but it is it's a bit much.
It's a thing.
And then today, like, I plug the microphone in,
yeah,
and I go to record and I'm like, oh, it's working, that's so great. But then it won't play it back for me. So I plug in my external headphones and then it switches it from the microphone that I'm using to the headphone. I'm like, I don't want to record using my headphones. Why are you doing this to
yeah,
me?
Yeah, same.
So literally, I'm just going on the fact that it looks like it's recording well.
It's funny. I had the same exact issue and I think it's recording fine. But like, it's not recording on the stereo line, just the mono line or whatever, but whatever, you can fix that.
Yours never does. Whenever I get yours, it's only on like the left side.
Really?
But it's easy to fix. Yeah, it's very strange. Every week that you send it to me, I'm like, it's just one side. Which once again doesn't matter. We do everything in mono, so it's not that big of a deal.
Weird. Stupid computers. Yes, I know.
I know, it's that thing where like, stop making it harder. Anyway, besides that, how have you been? How's work going?
Work is good. It's, you know, it's busy, but the kids really ramped up. Like we did, you know, we had spring break. So that sort of like started, I think that's where, I forget what happened, but things happened. I think we got busy. And so spring break was intense. We took Amelia to volleyball in Vegas. Did we talk about that?
I don't think that we have talked about this.
Yeah, so we went to Vegas for volleyball during spring break, the weekend before spring break. And it was like, it was actually really fun because, you know, my parents met us. And
oh, nice.
We went to the Bellagio Easter. On Easter, we went to the Bellagio buffet. We ate buffet and the kids were like, this is amazing. And I'm like, yeah, I have a buffet story to tell, but I can't tell you right now. But they had crab legs and everything. It was very hilarious and fun. And, you know, watched a lot of volleyball and played LeBron James's daughter. She's really good. She's tiny, but she's like really good. There was like a security guard
oh, wow.
and like a nanny and her mom and not LeBron James because he was playing that night. But like, it's just... It's just a funny, it's like a huge, 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 like the Javits Center, essentially. And there's like hundreds of volleyball courts going on and it's very loud, but it was fun. We had a good time with the fam. And then we did a beach week with the kids and I worked a little. And then, you know, just the solo parenting thing is fucking real. But, you know, I try to keep thinking about like, what's important. We're all healthy, you know, although I have an eye twitch that I've had since December.
Same.
Oh my God.
Same. My
me
right
too.
Eyelid will,
oh my
has
God,
been
me
like
too.
Months and months.
Me too.
You're
Mine's
both
been
infected.
Since really since January, basically since I started the job. And I think it's because I've been staring at the screens
sure.
for so much and then a little bit of stress and stuff like that. But yeah. Anyways, all that's to say is like Calvin has hockey 4 days a week. She has volleyball 3 days a week plus tournaments. And I am very excited for my husband to be done with his job, which is coming up here soon. And, you know, we are almost at the end. He has one more month. And some change.
It finishes the beginning of June or the end of May?
The beginning of June.
Gotcha.
So maybe a little more, but I just am trying to. He's like, you know, he sees how hard we work here. Yeah. So that's part of the reason we've been gone is because I have literally, I have no time. I could barely go to the bathroom.
It is nice, at least, that like Amelia's at an age where she can kind of help out a little bit.
She's been making breakfast for the kids. It's been some of the breakfasts I'm like, ugh. But whatever. I don't even care. I'm like, go for it.
Now, when you're in Vegas, did you get like three rooms or how did that work out?
No, we just got one room. We all stayed in one room. Actually, it's really cute because my son is scared of sleeping, you know, and like he's afraid of the dark. He loved the spring break because we all slept in the same room, essentially. And then we were at the beach and Amelia and he were in the same room. So, yeah, no, we were in a two, you know, I think they were full size. I don't even know if they were queens, but we stayed at the Luxor, which I was a little worried and it was fine. I took elevators multiple times and I fucking lived. It was fine.
Okay.
Although every time I got in the elevator, Calvin was like, why are you afraid? Are you afraid of elevators? I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm like just trying to get through this. And, you know, I'm like, Jesus. But like anytime. And then, you know how you have to use the card, you know, your room key to get the elevator to work. And so on the way down, you don't have to. It just will go down. But I have to do it to see the green. It's what I have to do. And every time Calvin's like, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do it. And then he tried to steal the card away from me. I'm like, I will punch my child right now. Because I'm like, there are things I need. I don't want to explain to him, but like, I need to do it. I need to stand by the thing. I need no one else to touch the thing. I need to do it. And I can't have too many people in the elevator. But I went in an elevator, Mike, like freaking 30 times or more. So I'm very proud of myself. Exposure therapy. I hate it, but.
Sure. Yeah. Now, do you need to do it so you can see that it's working?
Yeah, I need to be in charge of it. I need to see the green thing, because just in case I didn't do it, would we just sit there forever and die of starvation? Probably.
Probably not.
Yeah, no, we would. I know. It's funny. I really think a lot of that anxiety is about trust. Like, I just don't fully trust like anything's going to work ever. But, you know, I think I was proud of myself, though.
Yeah, it's good that you at least did it.
And elevators break all the time, by the way. They break all the time.
Yeah, they break often, but pretty much everyone survives.
Generally. No, they do. It's just the fear, you know, all that. No, but it's all good. And then, I mean, I don't know if, I guess this is the week. I mean, I'll just give you all my stuff, and then I can't wait to hear yours. I'm like, I want to hear. But, so my daughter's going into junior high next year.
Wow, yeah.
And I sent you her, she had an audition, it's a big school, and so they have to audition for their certain electives that are like really popular that everybody wants to do. And one of them was their like TV, like their news station. So it's every morning they're like, hi, welcome, here's what's going on in school. And that's a big one. But her little video that we made was so cute. She wrote a song and she sang it. And I don't think, we didn't tell the teacher, but it is her. I said, right, you got it. She's so cute.
Yeah.
And then, but her, what she really wanted to do was she wanted to get into advanced drama. And it was competitive as well. And so we found out yesterday that she did get into advanced drama. And
amazing.
It was, I'm so proud of her. She did a funny monologue. They had to do 2 1-minute monologues. And by the way, I thought they were just going to let parents leave, like drop them off and leave, which much preferred. I don't want to sit there, but I sat for 3 hours listening to people's monologues.
Wow.
I know. And it was like kids from all over and everybody did an amazing job. Although I will say the first, because they brought them up in groups of 10 and 3 hour, the first group clearly did not listen. Like their monologues were like 5 minutes each. And I'm like, I'm going to kill somebody. Someone take control. It was like killing me. But you would laugh, Mike. Her comedy monologue was really fun, really physical. Just because, you know, I'm an acting teacher, so I know how to make sure she's highlighted, you know? Uh-huh. And all these kids did the same. I felt so bad. They all did, like, everybody did, like, a comedy monologue from the Your Good Man, Charlie Brown. I think everybody just looks on the internet or asks ChatGPT and it gives them, and everybody did a monologue. They're dramatic from Anne Frank. Like, do you see this, the light? Or I don't know what the fucking monologue is. But anyways, but the ones you could tell that parents were probably actors, because we live in, you know, very close to LA. And
of course.
There's one boy who did the monologue about the tuna fish. I forget who writes that one where it's a girl who's in the grocery store and she's like, wants to get the tuna fish, but someone's standing in front of the, anyways, it's just, she's like, anyway, I was laughing so hard. I'm like, oh my God, I fucking know this monologue. But anyways, for Amelia's dramatic monologue, we looked and looked and looked, and everything is like, it's really weird. It's either like super sexual, like, because every story is about love. I mean, right. You know, I'm like, there's not a lot of asexual stories out there, or like really fucked up things, or really, really juvenile. And so she's not super juvenile, and she's not ready for any of that real intense stuff. So looking for like a one minute, because I obey the rules.
Yeah.
Monologue. But I found, I mean, did you ever read Fool for Love by Sam Shepard?
I have not, no.
Okay, if you know this play, it's Sam Shepard, so you know it's kind of dark.
Right.
It is, yeah. I pray that the director knows this play and was just tickled by, because she didn't read the whole thing, because it's basically about domestic abuse and like, but like someone loves, they love each other. It's fucked up. Fool for Love. Anyways, but the monologue is really good, and it can kind of be applied in different ways, but she did that, and honestly, I cried every time, but I'll do it for you later, because I don't want. But anyways, I cracked me up. And then one more thing, she got in, and this is a little bit of a complaint. Okay, so only 3 kids got in from the school, from this school to the advanced. Mostly it's 8th graders in that class, you know? There's an intermediate one that most kids got in. Like all, most, not all, because I think some people didn't get in at all. But anyways, one of her good friends didn't get in. Really did, honestly, did a great job. Who knows what the interview process is? I mean, she had to write an essay. She had to have a teacher send a recommendation. I mean, it's a big deal, you know? Anyway, so she didn't get in. She got into intermediate. All the other kids who got into intermediate are like really excited. And even Amelia, had she not gotten into advanced, she would have been so excited, because she just wants to act, baby. No. Uh-huh. The other thing I think Amelia did too is in her interview with the guys, she was like, I really want to learn lighting and sound and costumes. And, you know, because that it's a collaborative art. You can't just go in, not saying that this person did this, but you can't go in and be like, I only want to act, you know. Anyway, so right. The mom yesterday, and, you know, this is my, I need to like, I think I need to say something because it's bothering me. And I'm like, now I'm just saying it on national TV. But we found out the email, you know, came in, and I got a text from the mom. Did you check? And I was like, oh, I did. And then we figured out, you know, they didn't get into it, but Amelia got in, but intermediate's so good. Well, Amelia and my son, they, you know, they walk home, and I was excited to tell her, couldn't wait. Well, the first thing that mom did was like, in front of everybody, was like, congratulations to Amelia. And Amelia was like, for what? And then in the same sentence told her child that she didn't get the advanced, which is what this child's goal was. And then this child was devastated and beyond consolable, you know. Like, I'm just like, I don't know, I guess as an actor, if Amelia hadn't gotten, honestly, if she just didn't get in, I would have taken her aside and been like, honey, listen, you worked really hard, I thought you did amazing, but for some reason, you know, you didn't.
Yeah,
but that's okay, blah blah blah. Or if she got intermediate, I'd be like, you got intermediate. And but on her own, this is her personal thing, not like I think I'm really like upset that she took away that joyful moment from Amelia, but she's fine. Amelia's fine. But like, you know, so I'd love your thoughts on that. Should I say something? I don't know. Or do I just let it go?
I don't know, because I don't know what you say.
I was bummed out that you told Amelia that she got it before I got to. And then she didn't get to enjoy it because then she was worried about her friend who didn't get in. So it was like,
I think that's perfectly valid.
Yeah.
I think that if you want to say that, those sentences are like totally valid. It's about you saying how you felt about the situation.
Yeah.
That's some good I statements there. You know, I don't know if it makes a difference though. I don't know. You say it to make a difference, or if you say it so that you've said it, so that you say it so that you've at least like expressed how you feel about it. I don't really know. And
that's
the other
question.
Hard thing about it that I don't think you can say is like, you're mostly not going to get it. Like, if you go into this field, you're
100%.
Mostly not going to get it. That's like 99% of the time you're not going to get
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So truthfully, maybe this is a gift, because I think that the daughter, I think she will do it. But I think that she was like, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm like, that's sad, because it's such a fun thing to do, like when you're in young and you're in school and all that. But like, probably for the best, because it's like a rough go out there. You really have to be resilient, and you have to fucking love yourself after you get, it's not necessarily rejected, you know, but it is, I think, you know, especially now that I'm older, it's like, what was right for that story? You know what I mean? But I think you're right, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard because like for a 12-year-old not getting into the program, of course is going to feel devastating. And of course is going to feel like this huge thing. And I totally get that your first reaction is like, well, then I don't want to do it at all.
Yeah.
And I don't want to treat a 12-year-old the way that you would treat an adult in the same situation. But like, once again, that does come down to like attitude and the amount that you're willing to be rejected and the amount that you're willing to go, okay, it's usually not going to go my way. And I just have to go with take what I can get. I don't mean that like in a take whatever you can get, you know, but like, well, okay, this is what I'm being offered. I'm okay. I'm going to go ahead and do this because I'm okay with it. Yes. Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. It's really tough with kids.
It is. But like I was saying to my little love that I was like, I think, and this is my experience, you know, obviously I have 40 years of experience on this earth, but like, I think make what you want to see. Like let's write some, I'll help you guys make a movie this summer or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that's what my thing is like, don't let something stop you. And if you really want to do something like act or whatever, honestly, whatever it is, find a way to do it. Don't let a institution tell you no.
Right. Especially in this day and age, like, there are so many other ways to express yourself and so many ways to like put yourself out there if you want to.
Exactly. And then there's the other issue of like, am I doing this because I want to feel like the love and my ego filled because I want to be famous? I mean, we all, you know what I mean? Like there's that balance of like, or do I want to really just do this art form and express myself? Or is it a mixture of both? Which it could be, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But tell me about Mike. That was so long and I'm so sorry. But tell me all about you. How have you been?
Well, first of all, I cannot hear Buffet Las Vegas and not get an instant stomach ache.
I know.
I'm sure we've talked about this when Vanya and I went to Las Vegas with our friends Meredith and Ken.
Oh my God.
And I had been so healthy. Like, there are pictures of me that I'm never going to look like that ever again. Like, that is the fittest that I've ever been because I was eating so clean and like being so careful. And then one of the nights there, we went to a buffet and I consumed so much dairy.
Yeah.
And poor Vanya had to like share a bed with me as I was like vocally dying. Like, I was like making like loud noises in my awful, like the pain that I was experiencing. It was really bad.
I felt bad
but
for
I
you.
Looked great.
Because you were in pain. You're like, oh. But
it
you didn't
terrible.
Like you didn't like poop on me or anything or throw
I
up.
Didn't no I like it all I kept it all in, it was fine. You know, don't cry out loud. Just kidding, do cry out loud is good. Yeah, this week has been it's been fine. But here's what happened. Okay.
Tell me.
So I spent a very short amount of time managing at the restaurant group that I work for. And I did it long enough to determine that I don't want to do that. That I don't enjoy it. My brain doesn't really work that way. I'm so impressed by managers who come in. Like right now we have a manager who like, he can look at the big picture. And I can look at the big picture in some things, not in a restaurant.
Right.
Like I'm just... like, I can't do the ordering and the payroll and, like, I'm good at service. Like, I can direct service, that which is why I should be a server. Like, that is the lane that I should be in. Now, because I'm able to do other aspects of it, every once in a while they do ask me to, like, sub in, help out, someone needs a night off. I'm fine with doing that every once in a while. I've made it very clear that I am the happiest doing this particular job at this particular location, but I'm open to helping other ways. Okay. So... one of the managers really only needed part of the night off this week. But I was basically like, if I'm going to come in, just take the full night. Like, there's no reason for you to come in later on. Like, I can get through the shift. It'll be totally fine. So first thing that happens, I walk in the door and the ice machine isn't working and there's no ice. Now, if you don't know how important ice is to a restaurant... and literally, we get a message from the head chef at the other location being like, yeah, in order to function, you need approximately 200 pounds of ice.
Holy
shit. Like, that's
shit.
About what it takes to get through a night. Yeah. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So it worked out fine. The manager that I was first talking about, like, knows people in the neighborhood and was able to reach out to be like, hey, you can go to this location and get a bucket. I went to two different locations. I'm like, I'm hauling ice in buckets down McDougal Street.
Nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's fine. We got to it. It's fine. Like, we got stocked up just in time to open the restaurant. Great. We're functioning. We're going. Like, we have a happy hour every day from 4:30 to 6 that's super busy. probably it's like 6:15, 6:20. And I'm like, phew, like got through that, got through the hard part. Now we're going to coast through the night. I'm literally in the service area of the kitchen. And I sense behind me a presence as I turn around. Badge first. Here's the Department of Health coming to do our inspection.
No.
And now here's the thing. I work in a very clean restaurant.
Yeah.
Like I'm not, it's not like I'm like, oh no, they're going to find out our secrets. But I don't know. Like we have drills on this kind of thing. Like what to do when this happens.
Yeah.
But I'm not supposed to be in charge when it happens. So I'm basically having a low grade heart attack. Like, I cannot believe this. Like, like messaging the other managers, heads up, this is what's happening. We passed. It was all fine.
Oh my
God. Had an A. Like, we maintained our A. Everything's great. The kitchen, like, everyone did their job. Everyone knew what to do. Once again, I work in a very clean restaurant.
Yeah.
But you just never know.
Right.
You never know. And there's that whole thing of, like, if they want to find something, they can probably find something.
Yeah.
I've literally worked in spaces where, like, I felt perfectly happy there. Everything was great. But, like, they're gonna find something.
Yeah.
So it's all good. It was just, like, so stressful, which is part of why, to like, I texted my coworkers last night. Because it's dreary in New York right now.
Oh.
And we're sort of staffed as though it's nice weather. So I'm like, someone's going to get the night off. If no one else wants it, I'm going to go
it's
ahead and
gonna
take
be
it.
It's going
to be me. Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, that was the one story.
Oh,
the other thing is, and that yeah, it was just stressful. And once again, it ended up fine. But yeah, it was. And then I also felt bad because this manager who I was helping out ended up, she was like, I'm coming in, I'll be there in 30 minutes. And I don't know what she was able to do, but you know, she was able to be there and like look at the notes and find out what we could do better and
right.
have a conversation. Stuff that I wouldn't know how to talk about. Like,
no.
I wouldn't know how to deal with that situation. So it was all fine. And the night went fine and it was good, but it was just stressful. It was just that thing of like, this is not, why is this happening tonight? Like, why is this happening on the night that I'm here?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then the other thing that's been happening that you know about is that I did finally put out the video
yes!
for the show that I did. And it took me way too long to put it together. And I know that part of that was just like the fear of putting it out there. But,
yeah.
you know, anyone that wants to see it, you can go to YouTube and look up someone else's story live and it'll pop up. And
it's so pretty and sounds so
thank
good.
Thank you. I am really happy with it. Of course, there are moments that like I know that there's a mistake that happened or like I know oh, I messed up that lyric or... But I will say, there's also moments that I fixed.
Oh.
Like, there's a moment in one of the songs where in the middle of a sustained note, like, the server dropped a tray of drinks. And there's, like, crashing and, like, glass breaking.
Stop
and
it.
Listen, I sustained that note. I got through it fine. But in the recording, you can hear this huge clamor. Well, I am amazing at certain aspects of sound.
Yes.
So I was able to take from the first chorus, pull the clip out, and put it underneath the second chorus
amazing.
Instead. Like, little things like that. Yeah. So proud of little things like that, that I'm like, I did kind
yeah.
of... There, and listen, there are still things, like, there is still... You can hear a soda gun at some point that I was just like, you pretend like you're in the room. Like, that's just... Yeah. It's just what it is, and I'm happy with it. It was nerve-wracking. I did, like, make my... Like, I made Steve and Kim and Callie watch it. Like, I sent the link.
Yes.
And I'm like, can you please just watch this and just, like, tell me, like, your thoughts on it? Because it's scary. Like, I
yes.
do talk about family and I do talk
oh,
about really
right.
personal things.
Yeah.
And I didn't, like, get anyone's permission. I just kind of, like, you know, it's a show that I put
but
together
it's your
and
story,
did.
It's you know.
It's my
it's also
story.
Somebody
and I
else's
feel like.
Story.
Right, that, but that's what it is. And that is the part of the point of it is that I recognize that it is someone else's story too.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's all gone well and the feedback's been really, really good. And
it's great.
So I'm happy to have it out there. I also, and I haven't done or said anything about this, but I also just released, it's kind of funny. So on that album, you know, it ends heavy. Like the last
yeah.
two songs are about my brother and about my dad. And granted, there's a song earlier about my mom, but my mom was still alive when I wrote it and when I released the album, you know,
yeah.
and she's not, well, she wasn't alive. She was not with us anymore when I released it, but when I recorded it and put it all together. But, you know, it was tough for me to figure out as like a full album how to get to that. So there's a song on the album that I do really like. It's called Wonderful People.
I love
and it's
that
sort of like
song.
I'm glad that anyone likes it because it was a like I'm not someone who writes 80 songs and then the 10 best songs go on an album. I tend to write 10 songs and then that's the album. Like
yeah.
that's sort of how I go. So Wonderful People was probably like the 18th song that I wrote for this 10 song album because I couldn't crack track eight. Like, I couldn't figure out what was supposed to go in that slot. I wrote so many things, and some of them that I liked, and some that I just didn't like, and some that just didn't work, and some that I just didn't sound right. And so this was the one that I finally went with, and I do like it, but it has kind of a weird, in service of the album, it has like a weird ending where like it kind of like fades out strangely. So this is the long way of saying that I made like a quote unquote radio edit of that song.
Okay.
That you can now find wherever you get your music. It's under Wonderful People. You can find it. It will say radio edit. And then just for fun, I also made like a dance remix.
Yay! Oh my God, Mike!
So that's out now. I'll probably put a link at some point. But once again, I need to let go of that. I need to let go of my feelings of like, I don't know how I feel. Like, I do like it. And it's also was fun. It was like a fun way for me to sort of take this song that was difficult and kind of like make like a fun dance remix out of it. So
yes,
you can find those. Those are around as well. Yeah. And then besides that, I'm just seeing a ton of theater. Like, you know, we got through the Oscar season, and now yeah. I'm just seeing tons of stuff. And I've seen some really fun stuff. I'm going to look at what I saw.
Oh, my God. I was going to ask you about that. Okay. Let you talk about it, but I'm very excited.
So I saw, if anyone that, and listen, this is also where I'm going to say something, and please don't anyone get mad at me, because I'm mad at you. People, I'm just kidding. I'm not really. If I haven't expressed my love for the Apple TV series Schmigadoon enough, and we both have talked about it. Like, I love that show so
it's
much.
So good.
To the point that with like friends of mine that haven't seen it, it kind of hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
Like, it's six episodes. The episodes are short. I get that not everyone has Apple TV, so fine. Take the easy way out.
Fine.
I'm just kidding. It's so good. So they have it. They made it into a Broadway musical. It's playing right now on Broadway, and I saw it last week. It's perfect.
I bet.
So good. Good. Like, they cut a couple of songs. They kind of condensed it a tiny bit to make it. It's like 2 hours and 20 minutes, I want to say.
Okay.
But it's so funny. Like, it's so well cast. The only person that came from the TV series is Anne Harada, who plays the mayor's wife.
Oh.
And she reprises that role on Broadway. And she's like a Broadway, like, she broke out in Avenue Q back in the day.
Fun.
She's super fun. She's one of the people, like, when you see her, you're like, ah, yes. Like, she's done so much stuff. The two leads are Alex Brightman and Sarah Chase. And Alex Brightman did, like, School of Rock, and he was Beetlejuice in the Beetlejuice musical.
Okay.
Super talented. It's sort of funny because if you know that show, you know he doesn't sing.
I
like,
know.
He's like the character that doesn't. So I wonder if it's like kind of a walk in the park for him because he just gets to be funny. And like, everyone's so funny. And Sarah Chase was one of the mole women in Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh my God.
And she's the one you're thinking of. Like, she's the one that you're like, the one that comes to your mind. Vanya, I just didn't know. Like,
wow.
She's a musical theater star. Like, her voice is so good. And they're both so funny. And then Anna Gasteyer plays the Kristen Chenoweth part.
Oh my God,
and
yes.
And she, holy schnauzers, she's so funny. Like, just the whole cast. I mean, I could mention everybody.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyway, it's so good. Like, if you're in New York and get a chance to see it, like, it's so funny and so smart. And I don't even know how I feel about this, but I'm happy about it. It was deemed eligible for best score at the Tony Awards, which is kind of surprising because it's, like, already been used in a TV show, but right. They're allowing it at the Tonys, which I'm into. Like, I'm totally down with. I'm very excited. Yeah, like, I got to go see our friend Ben Cherry is swinging in the revival of Ragtime that's happening right now.
Oh my God, I
so
love
I got
it.
To go. I got to go see him play. He played many roles, including the Mamaroneck, all aboard Mamaroneck, which is kind of an iconic line that like everyone that knows that show, like, that's one of the things that they quote. So it was fun to get to hear him say that.
Oh my God,
but
I love
it's
it.
Like, it's also like such a great cast. Joshua Henry is. He's going to win the Tony Award. Like, he's so good.
Us as a family, Calvin and I, because he's not allowed to watch TV because he got in trouble. That's a different story. but I let him. We've been watching different renditions of Wheel of a Dream. Wheel of a Dream.
Yeah.
And his with the lady is amazing.
It's crazy. His voice
is so good.
Like,
it makes me
cry.
I was sobbing. It's so good.
And it's, you know, that's one of those shows that is so iconic. And, like, that was Brian Stokes Mitchell in the original. And, like, iconic. And, you know, Marion Mazzie, like, rest her soul, is so amazing as mother in the original Broadway cast. Cassie Levy plays her. Cassie Levy, I'm probably saying it wrong. But she's so good. Like, she's just so beautiful and heartfelt. And Brandon Uranowitz. And, oh my gosh, hilarious. I have to tell this story also real fast.
Tell.
So I had, you know, contacted our friend Ben. I was like, do I get to come backstage? And he's like, yeah, I'll put your name and you can come backstage and say hi. Okay. how do I tell this story? So I go backstage. I know where the door is. I give my name. I say I'm here to see Ben Cherry. Someone comes to get me and they usher me and they're like, what's your name again? I'm like, well, it's Mike Jensen. He knows. I didn't say that part, but I want to be like, he knows that it's me. Like, anyway, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, Mike Jensen, whatever. He goes into the dressing room. There's a little bit of a pause. He comes back out. He's like, what's the name? I'm like, Ben Cherry knows my name. Like, what is happening right now? I'm like, yeah, it's Mike Jensen. And he's like, Mike Johnson? I was like, Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, Mike yeah. Jensen. He goes back into the dressing room and I look at the name on the door. There's another Ben who plays younger brother.
Oh my
who
God.
Is also in the cast. And it's no. his dressing room. And the red,
oh,
like
no.
I can feel my face catch fire as I'm like, this poor guy is in there probably being like, I don't know a Mike Jensen. Like, who's this crazy person that is here to see me? And I'm dying. I'm dying out in the hallway. Just like, should I knock on the door? Is that too aggressive? Like,
just,
what do I do?
You run away.
I should have just run. It's like mic-shaped hole in the wall of like just trying to get out of that situation. So this poor guy, Ben, who is great. He's incredible in the show. He's also in the TV show Elsbeth that I happen to be a huge fan of. I know that I've talked about it. He comes out and like looks at me with the most like, who the fuck are you? Look on his face. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm here to see Ben Cherry. I'm a huge Elsbeth fan, but I don't want to bother you with that right now. Like,
oh,
it was fine.
God.
And he laughed and it was all good. But I was so mortified.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, there you go. So there you go. That's the
Wait,
other that's the other funny
Ben?
Thing that happened recently.
Did you tell?
No, yeah, because then they took me over to where I was like, they took me to the other Ben's dressing room. Like, it was pretty.
Oh my God.
And he like, we all laughed. It was fine in the end. But like, I literally, he was like, yeah, you are bright red right now. And I knew, I was like, yeah, I can feel my face is on fire. Like, I can feel the heat in my face.
That's the hard thing about being anyway. Completely white. Because if you have a little bit of melon, just a tiny bit, yes. you can hide that.
Nope. I'm very pale. I'm very, very pale. So yeah, there you go. That's kind of, I guess, a pretty good catch up. I'm sure that there's something that I'm yeah. forgetting to talk about, but yeah, anything. Have you gotten a chance to watch or do anything that's given you life? Are you digging anything right now?
Well, I've been listening to my friend, you know, Christopher Brannion. He made uh-huh. me a playlist and it's so good, but it has a new Lady Gaga and Doechii song. Doechii, I love it so much.
Oh yeah, for Devil Wears Prada 2, right?
Oh, I don't even know. It's just such a good song.
I think
song.
It is.
But she's, I mean, like, it's a fun dance song. We listened to it this morning, me and the kids, and we were just dancing. I mean, they definitely say bitch a lot, and but it's fine. The kids are smart enough to not repeat it, but it's such a fun. I just have been enjoying music because I feel like I think I need something to lift me up. And I've been trying to dance a little bit with the kids, you know, in the morning.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
How about you?
Did you finish watching The Pitt?
No, I'm saving it because, you know, Adam and I watched together and I
gotcha.
I feel like he hasn't watched. So I'm going to start it in June.
Well, I won't spoil anything other than to say that, you know, we don't have like a mass casualty to finish off the season like we did the first season, yeah. which is good. I'm glad they didn't try to do that again. I thought the second season was maybe better than the first. I just think that it's
really
it's such a well done program and so nuanced and so like deep. Like what they deal with on that show is really, really deep. And like, it's not just about like, it is so much about that profession, yeah. but it's also just about like mental health and the way that we look at mental health in this
wow.
country and in this society. And I thought it was beautifully done and, you know, not in the same vein, but a little bit. I think season 3 of The Comeback with Lisa Kudrow is so good. It's
okay.
so smart. Have you watched the first two seasons
did,
of that?
Yes,
did you
yes.
watch it at all?
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
You know,
and I'm surprised
becomes,
that you could handle it because it's pretty cringe for
No, it's hard. It's really hard. I watched the first season years after it came out. Like, I think I watched the first season when they announced the second season and I was like, all right. And it's rough.
Yeah.
And season 3 is not easier. But I think because I have 2 seasons under my belt.
Yeah, you know
with the
too.
Knowledge that like, and they know where they're going. Like they've done such a good job. Like every season is like a different story and
yeah.
like a different structure. And this is as well. Like it's a new structure and a new way of telling the story. It's just so smart. And I don't laugh a ton. I probably laugh out loud one time per episode, but I know I'll watch it again and laugh more. Like, yeah. It's that thing where you kind of have to like process it the first time, but I'm enjoying it. I think that it's, I don't know. I don't want to make any predictions, but like,
really?
Man, she's good. And the show is so good. I'm curious to see how they wrap it up, but yeah, I'm just super enjoying that.
That's fun.
And then you kind of already had a thing you could do without. You kind of told your story about
Would you want to hear about my son's, why he's,
yes,
why
of course,
he's,
of course.
Well, so we have a backyard, you know, which is very blessed, hashtag blessed. And you know, he's a real busy kid, so I'm just like, go outside. And so one part of the house, there's like a mud sand pit where he'll just hopefully not get into feces, but, you know, because there's animals and things like that, plays. But anyways, there's a hose. He's got peas he's been growing. They're amazing strawberries.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Really proud of that little stinker butt. However, I wasn't there. My daughter, we were gone, but they had some friends. Adam was home, had friends over, some boys in the backyard playing. A couple boys came from the neighborhood looking for my daughter, and she wasn't there. But Adam was like, you guys can play in the back with Calvin, fine. So I don't know the situation, but all I know is the hose burst, and also Calvin found a 12-inch nail, which, where the fuck did that come from? Is our house going to fall apart? I have no idea. Where does that even, how does that even... go, what does it go into? I don't know. Anyway, right. But I guess he pointed it. And these kids, by the way, are 4 years older than him. But he was pointing it at them, at their chest. Didn't break the skin, but did touch them with it. And I got a call from my mom. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I don't, for the one thing, now they all know what tetanus is. Because that's a fear. Luckily,
sure,
it wasn't like a rusty nail. But, you know, it's a big deal. You can't, I'm like, what were you thinking? But I guess little kids aren't always thinking. And
sure.
So, but I was like, that's like a knife, motherfucker. What are you doing? You know, I'm like, what are you doing? So I had a lot of conversation with him. He laughed a lot because he's like me when I was a kid, I would laugh when I got in trouble. And then he cried. And then, you know, I was like, well, he wouldn't tell me anything. He's in this place where he's lying to me a lot lately. And I'm like, I don't care. Don't lie to me. Want to see me crazy? Lie to me. You know, want to see me go absolutely nuts? Then lie to me. But I don't know why. He's just afraid of, like, Amelia was never afraid of, like, too afraid of disappointing us. I think he's really afraid of disappointing us. I did take a Lego and I was like, was it this hard? And he was like, and then he cried and I was not. And then I was like, oh my God, he cried because I got him with the Lego. But I was like trying to find out, like I did it on his leg and I was like, was it this, like this? He wouldn't tell, you know, anyways, it didn't break the skin. So it's fine. I also wanted to say to the mom of that older boy should have gone into my husband and been like, your idiot 8-year-old son is wielding a 12-inch fucking nail at all of us. Like, where somebody should be, you know, like not going home and being like, well, I mean, go home. Yes, please talk about it. Tell. But like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways, that's what that happened. That's why he can't watch TV this week.
Yeah. That's, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, kids just do have their own personalities. You know, like, I don't.
The lying.
If there are certain things you're taught. And then, the lying and the being afraid.
Are you a liar, Mike? No.
I don't think that I was a liar. I know that for a very long time, I sort of prided myself on, like, I'm never wrong because I never lie and I never say things that I don't know for sure.
Okay.
That's probably not true anymore. I probably now do every once in a while go, like, make a guess that I probably shouldn't make. But, I don't know. I don't know where you learned that.
I know. I really think it's, like, sort of, it feels, when I watch him do it, like, he really doesn't want to upset anybody. And I'm like, we don't freak out. You know what I mean? I feel like, so I think he's going to take a little bit more work in different ways. That's the hard thing about having different personalities come out of your vagina, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know for sure, you know? But I can sympathize. Which one is it?
Anyway, anything you could do without besides having the health department come on your shift where you don't usually manage.
It's tough because, like, the two things that I sort of want to talk about are, like, way too deep. So I'm just going to, like, say them.
Do it.
I'm just horrified by the Supreme Court's decision to basically end the voting rights amendment. Like, they've got it. Like, it's gone. Like, there's no voting rights. Like, the last part of it that was still standing, they just voted down, like, 6-3.
Why?
And that's terrifying to me. Because we live in a racist society. Like, that's like the bottom line of it. That, like, it, yeah, it, the last part of it that was still holding was that you had to be representative of societies, of like cities that had like people of color in them. Like, they had to be able, they had to at least have the ability to vote for the people that they wanted to vote for in. And the Supreme Court has now said, like, nope, that's racial. We don't want that to exist anymore. We're getting rid of that. And it's just, it's so terrifying to me that, like, we just, this is just where we live right now. Like, this is just how it is.
It's upsetting.
And yeah, and it's just going to get worse for at least the next little bit. So that's one thing. And the other thing that, once again, is too deep, but it's a thing that I think about all the time. And if I can make it silly, if we want, I get so distressed about destruction. And, like, my silly example of that is, like, I have a hard time watching Marvel movies sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like just so, like, buildings just, like, fall down. And, like, that's my silly way of saying it. But the fact of the matter is, we live in a world where that's happening. Like, it's happening so, like, we're just destroying parts of this world. Like, we're just... And it's so upsetting to me. Like, it makes my entire body hurt that when I see these homes, these buildings, these places that people need to live, and they're gone. Like, we're just being destroyed, and we just do it with, like, the press of a button, it feels like, these days. And it's very upsetting. And I don't want to, like, end on an upsetting note. So here's my random thing that I want to say that I'm very excited about. And that is, for anyone that is in or near or wants to travel to the Pittsburgh area, Speed the Musical is having a second run this fall. I think it's, like, the first week in November. I'm planning on buying a plane ticket and going and seeing it. So I'm very excited for our friend Eric and for the whole group of people that get to get back together and do that super, super fun show. And so I'm looking forward to that. That's the thing that I'm looking forward to. In this sometimes scary, sad life, I have a thing that I'm really excited about.
I am excited for that too. I'm hoping that it comes to LA someday. I'm not sure if I could get to Pittsburgh, but I would love to.
Yeah, it'd be super fun. I have that fantasy of, like, you coming too, and us just, like, being in Pittsburgh for a week. But whatever, we'll figure something out. Anyway, anything random from you? Anything?
You know. No, I have more.
It's all right.
I have more I could do without, so.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I know, there's a lot of that.
I know, I've definitely been protecting my brain a little bit from all the stuff that's going on, and it's just...
It's very hard. Things are really dire right now, and I know that we say that, but, like, right now, like, so much has happened in the last couple days that, like, make me more nervous than I was before, which is not great. But another thing to look forward to... We're going to try to make this work next week. We're going to do a Lemonade episode at some point because I now know it well and I want to watch the film again. So hopefully that'll be next week. We'll come back and kind of, like, break that down as kind of just, like, a fun thing. So if you don't know Lemonade, the
watch
album
right
or the short film, listen, watch it. It's what I will say next week more is that it is sonically one of the most incredible things I've ever heard.
Thank you.
Just like audio wise, like, every song, I have a moment where I'm like, how is this happening?
Yeah.
Like, what is happening right now? It is so brilliantly produced. Anyways, we'll save it for next week, but we'll be back next week to talk all about Lemonade.
So exciting.
Yay.
Wait, what is it? What is it you were saying to your coworkers? Stop interrupting me for my grinding.
No, I think that I misquoted it. The actual line is, you're interrupting my grinding, I think is all that it is. It's good. I like it. I like it a lot.
All right. Well, I love you, Mike Jensen.
Love you too. And we'll be back. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursdays, so make sure you subscribe if you want to be a part of the journey. You can follow us on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and me at Mike Jensen 77. You can also listen to my other podcast, We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, with Elise Castle, wherever you get your podcasts. We will be back.
Did you say free or three?
Three.
Like tres?
Yeah,
okay.
Tres.
No, yeah, we all just stayed. And actually, it's really cute because my son is scared of sleeping.